Don Manzullo is here. Good morning, Congressman. How are you,
good
sir?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing very well. I was watching all the coverage of the Congress over the weekend, the analysis, if you will, the talking heads. And if I'm to believe most of what I hear, the Republicans are just very evil. They hate the middle class. They're bad people. They only like the rich. Basically, for the rest of this lame duck session, do you just have to duck and cover and let everything happen that's going to happen and then try to correct it, the image in January?
Well, it's interesting you say, do you duck and cover in a lame duck? I think what the majority party does not understand is that their philosophy of big spending, of expanding government programs, was soundly repudiated at the polls at the beginning of the month. But notwithstanding that, they continue with these same agendas of trying to bring up more and more things, including Don't Ask, Don't Tell, amnesty, and throw out a different, a host of a half a dozen other programs that simply did not come up during the regular session.
Well, do you think that this is, I was reading yesterday, Krauthammer, one of these guys over the weekend, said that this is the high water mark of the Obama presidency because he'll never have as much power as he had in the first 2 years. So do you really fault the Democrats for trying to ram through what they can ram through in the last remaining moments of their majority?
I fault them because that means that they're shoving their philosophy down the throats of the American people without being accountable. I mean, there were about, 63 or 64 Democrats that were defeated.
Yeah, but they're still elected, Congress. I mean, they still have the final moments of their legitimate seat.
That may be the case, but if you're going to bring up something controversial, bring it up before the election so that you can go back home and face the voters who have a view on it.
Otherwise, that makes too much sense.
Well, it takes too much courage to do that, right. Obviously. Talking here with Congressman Don Manzullo this morning.
And, Congressman, I wanted to ask you about your take on the Bush tax cuts and what the future is of extending unemployment benefits to those 2 million people. Is it going to pass?
Yes. The unemployment rates are still unacceptable. In fact, the congressional district that I represent has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. And at the same time, we cannot settle for a feeble tax program whereby the so-called rich have to pay more taxes because the so-called rich represent about $700 billion worth of private capital, most of which is generated by people who are in small businesses, or at least half of which in small businesses. And that's the type of capital that's used to create jobs because it's very difficult still to get loans for factories and for retail businesses.
Congressman, I guess those of us who objected to the moving of Gitmo detainees to the state of Illinois, I guess that's no longer a worry, I would think, unless the president can still move that prison in Thompson towards being for the detainees by, what, executive order? But with the House now going Republican, that certainly is not likely to happen, that prison becoming the new home for Gitmo, right?
Even when the House, with its present composition of being heavily Democratic, the last vote we had in the House, something like 330 to 350 members of the House out of 435 voted not to have Gitmo come to the United States. So it got killed under a Democratic House. It'll obviously be dead under a Republican House. But the good news is that the money was set aside to open that prison for a federal prison only. And that'll generate a lot of wealth for people living out along the Mississippi River.
Yeah. Well, that's good news for your constituents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. I wish I bought property around there. I wish I'd known that was going to happen.
You can get a motel when you go visit your... it's a big business.
Congressman, any special plans for this holiday season for you?
Well, the holidays mean being around the family. And we'll do that. I still travel back and forth between session and going back home to take care of a lot of problems in our congressional district. But it's always a special time to be with the family and also to reflect upon the tremendous problems that our soldiers are having overseas and coming back with a lot of wounds. We were with a couple of Army fellows who both lost limbs in Afghanistan and had the opportunity to share and pray with them and to actually have them comfort us, which is quite amazing because they're such tough young men and women undergoing such brutal injuries, but they're so up. But they need a lot of encouraging, and obviously we have to do everything we can to make sure that their families are taken care of at Christmas time.
Well, Congressman, thanks so much for your time this morning. And
thank you.
Continued good health to you and your family.
Same deal. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Congressman Bye-bye. Don Manzullo here on AM 560 WIND, where it's